From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know, how do you look at it? Is the defensive zone coverage is on those goals, or what are you looking at?
Oh, you're looking at the puck is on our stick on the first two goals. First one, we're shorthanded. We should never get caught the way we did. The second goal, same thing. The puck is on our stick. We're leading the game, and you know we don't get a call. The guy buries Quinn from behind below the goal line. And they go down the ice 4-on-3 and execute. So you're looking at those two goals. The puck is on our stick. We don't execute. We get caught. Give up an odd-numbered rush. We've been talking about odd-numbered rushes since day one. We've been talking about how we manage the puck since day one. We didn't manage the puck well enough. Didn't manage the game well enough. Sometimes you're going to have to win. You have to let them make the mistake. It's a 2-1 game. Don't make your own mistake. You can look some of the puck play. We stick handled around our blue line. We gave up an unbelievable opportunity. The empty net goal, the puck is on our stick. We have all kinds of time. And we hand them that empty net goal that didn't give us a chance to tie the hockey game. So rush chances, you know, I think we got frustrated because they were blocking a lot of shots. We must have had 25 to 30 block shots. And then we didn't put enough pucks on net after a while. Even in the third period, we had some tough angles. We could have put pucks there. I didn't think we got enough pucks on net.
What happened on the goal at the end of the second period? It looked like you guys were killing a penalty. And it was 4-on-4.
Just fell asleep on it. If you look at it, it started down low with coming off their defenseman down low on the goal line, the compete in the corner. Then when we went up top, we didn't get pursuit by our top forward on that side. If you look at the, you know, the pass into the middle, I think it was Tuck should have been going out at him, stick on puck, and taking his time away. We gave up a goal with 2 seconds. It just killed us.
It was a month or two ago. I talked to Rasmus Dahlin about your 6-on-5 play when you have your goalie pulled. He goes, "We don't work hard enough." He goes, "All of a sudden we stop trying to win battles, and it's in our net before we even know it." And you've given up like 19 of them this year. Is that still happening, or
I think if you look at I know you have six guys, but you have to take a 5-on-5 mentality. If you look at when our guy had the puck, when Tucky had the puck in the corner, we have three guys on the outside. We have nobody on the inside. He should have had an option of putting the puck into the dot, but we have three guys that are on the outside on the perimeter that you got to get inside. You got to be connected. You got to have that little low triangle. You got to get support, because if something bad does happen, then you got support to not allow the goal to go in your net.
You've got a lead. You're on a power play, and the Paterka thing is a bizarre play, but just frustrating, disappointing that he didn't know that was an issue. I mean...
I don't know how to break that down. I think realistically, all he was trying to do was move it out of the way. That's really all he was trying to do. It wasn't that the guy was going for it, he was shooting it away. He was trying to move it out of the way so we could make the next play, not realizing that you're going to get called for it.
Jacob offered you an aggressive element tonight. Just what did you think of him, what he offered you guys?
Okay, I thought he played well. Made a play, a nice play on the goal. Skated well. He put together a nice game for us.
Do you want to see more? Because he had a good offensive chance in the first period too. Do you want to see more of him in the offensive zone?
I think that's the one asset he can help us with. Is he's got great legs. I think sometimes he holds back a little bit. I thought tonight he played a fearless game, that he wanted to get involved, he wanted to make a difference, and he was making a difference in the game.
0-3 against them. I mean, both games here were right there for the taking.
We handed both games away. You go look at the last one we gave away. We gave this one away, and frustrating, frustrating for sure. Thanks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.